Okay, Chevra, what we're trying to do today is actually go through the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about Man De'Ovid Chavita, you chayiv 7 times, make a tana, you chayiv 8 times. If you make a chalta, which we explained is like basket weaving, you chayiv 11 times. And if you make a lip on it, then you chayiv a total of 13 times, because you also chayiv in that case for kosher and tofer. Now, when you go through the various Rishonim in the sugya about what you violate, we end up with a few interesting points of machlokes. Yesterday, we noted one point, which is that according to Rashi, if you make a chavis yuchayiv mishum tochein, but we point out that according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the tochein is not there, and they instead have Rabbeinu Chananel ben Bahamar instead have the yechayv for choresh if you need the hole that you make. And yesterday we discussed why or why not there would be a malacha of tochein, and our conclusion based on the shvisas hashavos is that the machlokas might have to do with how thickly things have to be packed to be tochein. Meaning, although the Yerushalmi writes, and the Rambam paskens this way, that man deshayer chasaf, if someone takes a piece of earthenware and rubs it and scratches it and makes it fall apart, that such a person violates tochein, that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Shvisas HaShabbos says that it's possible that the Yerushalmi means that you're chayiv because the earthenware is stuck together. It's mamish well packed. It becomes like one entity. But if something is not completely stuck together, so it could be that there is going to be no iser of tochein. And the Shvisas HaShabbos therefore suggests that the Bahama'ar and the Rabbeinu Chananel, who do not list tochein, it's because they feel that the afar is not tightly packed enough to be chayiv mishum teichin. This, of course, is a new and innovative understanding of what ein tochein achar tochein means. Now, let's go slowly. If you remember, all the Rishonim dealt with the question as to how come a person ordinarily, it's regular, ma'isim b'chol yom, that a person takes bread, crumbles the bread up, and gives the bread to the animals. Nishal tasha eila, how come that's permitted? So some say it's permitted because ein tochein ba'ochlin. Right, remember that? Taisus has a suggestion, the Rosh says it more beferish, that maybe tochein is only on silka, it's not on ordinary foods. Bread, al halechem yichya ha'adam. It's mamish and ochel lamahadrin. Right? It's like, das ist spitz eichel. So, bread, it could be it's an ochel. That's why you're not chayim. We also saw some Rishonim who suggested that there's no tochein. Again, Nady, what are you saying?
No, it's not going to
be. Doesn't echo. Okay. I see you twice, Nady, so I'm getting very confused, but that's fine.
I'm switching.
Some suggest that maybe there's no tochein if it's la'alter. There's no malach of tochein if it's going to be consumed right away. That was the Chuvas Harash, Bechelet Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet, etc. Others suggested the Ran Taina that there's no tochein achar tochein. Lechem, there's no tochein on, because I'd be tochein achar tochein. What we could suggest based on this.
Wait, does that really count as ein tochein achar tochein? Because I read this bread has never been ground before. The flour the was ground, and then I made a dough. It's a besunderzach.
Right, so look, right, so it's a, you probably don't mean besunder, you mean anders. Anderzach, but that's okay. Well,
we're trying, Reverend.
I'll have to correct your Yiddish this time. But the point is, yes. Like, what do you mean that ein tochein achar tochein on the bread? Right? The bread was never ground. The flour was ground. The bread was never ground. So it seems to me, again, if you don't like this, so, okay. It seems to me that maybe the idea is a similar yesod to what the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying. That tochen is only usur if something is well compacted, if it's stuck together, mamish, stuck. But if something is stuck together a little bit, and it's very easy, like if I have dirt, right? That's what I'm talking about. If I have dirt and I just put it in my hand and I go like this, the dirt's going to crumble apart, no? So Ken's saying that's not tochen. I think what the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying is that according to the Baha Mu'ar, etc. Again, Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that there's tochen even if it's not well stuck it together. But the Shvisas HaShabbos in Tochen Os Lamed Aleph Tainas that because it's not well stuck together, that's why the Baha Mu'ar doesn't quote it. And that would mean that according to the Baha Mu'ar, perhaps by lechem, since it's not well stuck together, maybe that's not why, maybe that is why there is not tochen. This, of course, would mean that when Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Beis, that we referred to yesterday, right? Shin Beis refers to the dinim of Malabim on Shabbos. And this is if I have dirt on my beged, I shouldn't scratch the outside. That's Mechzik Malabim, and I could scratch the inside. But there's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Shin Beis of Zion, no? One opinion says that you can only scratch the inside. Yesh Mefarshim Hani Mili Balach. If the dirt, mamish, gets stuck. I was thinking about this now because my son's yarmulke fell into the butternut squash soup Friday night too. Now, so you wash it. You know, that's the practice. You don't leave the butternut squash soup on the yarmulke. You wash it. Yeah? You wash Yosef Dole's yarmulke. But before you wash it, the butternut squash, it's not... It's like clumpy. It's like a little bit over here, a little bit over there. It's not well stuck together. It's like tit. The tit, when it's not well stuck together, it's not a full, tight item. It's not a duck. It's not mamish stuck together. But Afilu Hachi, Shulchan Aruch says that it's usur. That means Shulchan Aruch is assuming like Rashi, not like the Baha Mu'ar. We're assuming that there's a malacha of tochein, even if it's not mamish a duck. Etc. Mr. Fink. Once Mr. Fink goes first.
Yeah.
Hi, Nady. Hi, Mr. Fink. Hi, Ellen.
Why is the yarmulke question any different than like regular washing off, Caleb, on Shabbos?
Yeah, so the Rishonim will talk about that. How come I'm allowed to wash my dishes on Shabbos? How come it's not Malavane?
Well,
no,
I'm just saying like if you're stuck to the, like if the,
right, so the answer has to be, the Gemara in Zvachim discusses that these malachas are only when it's mamish stuck to the beged. You're asking how come there's no tochein if I have, let's say, cholent that's stuck on my plate, right? That's your kasha? And I want to take the cholent off. Maybe I'm grinding the potato in that case. That's your kasha.
Right, it's the same as the yam, huh?
He was
washing off the
yarmulke. Just like, you know, when Shulchan Aruch says that the tit is tochein, even though it's not mamish clumped together, the potato is worse, right? Or, I mean, I guess the answer probably is that by ochlim, there's only tochein if it mamish becomes dak. And like, we'll have to use those sheets as we've shown him in terms of how come cleaning off my... As cleaning off my plates is not malabin, the Rishonim say, because malabin is only when it integrates in the beged. The plate, right, is over here. The dirt is on the plate. They're not connected, really. Or they're connected, but they're not enmeshed. Malabin is only when it's enmeshed. But your kasha from tochin is real kasha. I think we'd have to answer from the other Rishonim that there's no tochen unless it's dak, etc. We'd have to say something like that. Right? If I have a big potato and I cut it up in order to get it off the plate, I cut it up in order, whatever it is, that's not tochen because it's probably not dak. Yeah.
So the yarmulke case would be fine. Like the case of the yarmulke on the
but again, I didn't wash the yarmulke off on Shabbos. I washed it off after Shabbos.
So it should be fine because
but it becomes dak-dak when you wash it off. Just like the tit becomes dak-dak. By the dirt that's on my beged, when I scratch it off, it comes off as like little bits of dirt. That's dak-dak, as opposed to the potato when it comes off. It's not mamish little bits. Now, if you want me to define how little is, I can't do that. I don't know the answer. But it, again, hachush me'id, that it's bigger. The pieces of chont are going to be bigger than the small pieces of what's it called. You with me or? Huh?
The soup, yeah.
Okay, I mean, maybe, I'm not sure. Again, it's something to think about. I don't know. So this is what we want to say about Tochin Neri. Did you have a comment or should we go weiter?
No, I wanted to ask something that I've noticed throughout our Limud this year. That is that unlike the Rambam, who's pretty clear about what's the Reis and what's the Rabbanon, the Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit confusing because, you know, we like the rabbis, they're gevaldig, we could hug them all day long, but we don't necessarily know what's the Raisa and what's the Rabbanon in the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm wondering, this din of the tit, maybe that's the Rabbanon in the Shulchan Aruch.
So it doesn't Shulchan Aruch, the heavy tochein, that's the Lushan. You say maybe it's tochein mid Rabbanon, not min HaTorah. Again, it's obviously the Magen Avraham comments over here. It's a melacha shein tzrich legufa, so it can't be also min ha'tayra. But the pashtus is, I think, the pashtus is that it is a. It sounds, if I use a lashon the heavy tochein, it sounds more d'oraisa than d'rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch would use a lashon that's gazer mishum tochein, or aser mishum tochein. I think even in Shulchan Aruch, if it's a din d'rabbanan, we would hedge. We wouldn't just say the heavy tochein. That's my impression. Again, this is something you have to go through all the dinim very carefully and test it out.
Are there any like guidelines as to determining, you know, other than just learn up the sugya about indications on how the Shulchan Aruch phrases the Raisas versus the Rabbanans? Because it's something that's sort of confused me all year long.
Yeah, it's a good ha'ara. I don't know. Look in the Ein Yitzchak of Yitzchak Yosef. He might have something on this. I don't know. I think we have it in the Beis Medrash, the Ein Yitzchak.
Okay.
Sefer Kolam on the side. Okay. So that's the malacha of Tochein. We also have a machlaikas harishonim about, or let's talk about Borer. There's an interesting Rashi on Borer. In Chalta, you're chayiv 11 times. So Rashi writes, Birer Yafos Hareza Borer. You saw that Rashi? Striking. It's striking for two reasons. The case of L'cha'ira is I have different reeds in front of me, different twigs, and I want to make a basket. So I have twigs out of the right size and twigs out of the wrong size. So I'm a violation of Borer. Correct the Nishma Sodom, Kval Tazayin Oskimel. He says, this is Borer B'minechot. And we Paskin, like the Ramah against the Taz, that there's no Borer B'minechot. And the way we learned up the Sugya of Borer, Rashi for sure holds that there's no Borer B'minechot. Remember? Rashi holds that Borer requires objective psolas. Like we pointed out from the Rashi on Ayin Dalet and the Rashi on Kuf Mem, Rashi holds Borer requires objective psolas. Tosfos, who says that the thing that I want is the ochel, the thing I don't want is the psolas. So the peas are the ochel, the carrots are the psolas. So according to Tosfos, the Taz has a ha'ara that maybe even by min echad there should be Borer. But the Nishmas Adam asks on Rashi, how can Rashi say birer yafos, it's aser? L'cha'oira yafos means I have good twigs and bad twigs. That means it's min echad. No, safal kach, Rashi is more troubling because Rashi's expression is birer yafos, it's borer. To vayim l'cha borer, l'cha'oira has to be birer ra'os. No? That I take the bad twigs, then it's borer. If I take the good twigs, l'cha'oira, it's not borer. Now, maybe what Rashi means is that Bira Yafos is Borer because I am first choosing my twigs, but I'm not going to make the basket until an hour from now or 2 hours from now. And it's not La Alter. But Koza Havale Lafarish. Right? How can Rashi tell me that when I separate good twigs, it's Borer? A, it's Minechlad. B, if I'm Borer the Yafos, that's not Borer. So it's very hard to answer this question. Mamish, a difficult, difficult question. The answer probably has to be that when I talk about good twigs and bad twigs, what I mean is some twigs are so bare that they're not at all usable. That's mamish psolas. It's not that there are better and worse. It's there are usable and non-usable. And if it's not usable, it's mamish like psolas. That l'chora has to be the pshat. And then Nishma Sadam goes so far, let me just finish the thought, Nady. Nishma Sadam goes so far to say that Rashi's Lashon is Lav Davka. When Rashi says Birer Yafos, Rashi really means Birer Ra'os. Gentlemen, this is Dachuk. I don't have a great approach with the Rashi, but apparently Nady does. So let's hear from you.
Maybe you could say like what we had as our overarching theme. One of our overarching themes with Borer, which is that really any type of sorting is Borer, but the fundamental heter of all these heterim of Borer is called eating. So in this case, which is not eating, there's no
I say your svara, I just got rid of Borer by non-food items. I have forks and knives.
Opposite, everything is usher. Except for eating. You can't sort your cutlery on Shabbos.
Right. There's no heter to sort non-food items. Ever?
Ever.
That's wild. I mean, you're super machmir, man. How could you say that idea? That's wild.
A Sfardish Achamra.
Yeah, it's much worth $1 million. No? I don't know. Again, it seems... The Rishonim all, or the Poskim all bring away from this Gemara that there's Borer by non-food items.
Could it be that twigs are unique in this case because twigs that aren't good for reeds are objective, so for basket aren't?
No, Enochanami, I'm willing to say that, but then what about the Birer Yafos? The second, in other words, to say that the twig is objective psoas, that it's not min echad, that the unusable twig is garbage. I'm willing to say that. But what does Rashi mean when he says birer yafos? Right? What does Rashi mean in that case? That's what's troubling. How come birer yafos is the problem? Again, I don't know. I'm just pointing out how oros that we see from this whole sugya where we are counting.
What? And we address
the Nishmas Adam. All I saw is the Nishmas on Klal Tesayin, yeah. Now,
Rabbi should know that while Ben and I were learning Borer, it was that svar was consistently a svar de shakula, because everything on your plate is called eating.
Uh-huh. Okay. But it still goes in the wrong direction. How can Rashi say Birer Yafos is a problem? That kasha I don't have a teretz to.
Because Ocha Mitoch Psoles is fundamentally still a type of Borer. It's just that in the context of food, they're combined with other things, it could be.
So are you trying to say that there's no heter at all of Ochel by non-food items? I mean, usually we assume that the thing I want is Eichel. The thing I don't want is the psoas. So if I want a fork, right? If I have the garbage, I'm going to discuss like whether there's an Isser Borer or something falls into the garbage on Shabbos, no? So if I take out the stuff that I don't want, that's Borer. Why? Take out the stuff I do want, that's not Borer. According to you, it's going to be also no matter what. If something falls in the garbage on Shabbos, you can never take it out. And sometimes people drop valuable things in the garbage, no? People drop their engagement rings in the garbage. I've had that child. Right? It's valuable. Don't do it. I don't know. Okay. There is a teeny bit of a discussion that when Rashi lists the melachos by chavita, Rashi does not include mechateich. When the Rabbeinu Chanano lists the melachos, Rabbeinu Chanano quotes mechateich. Now, I'm not a maker of a chavis. I don't know. But L'cha'ora, and Rabbeinu Chananu himself throughout the perek says mechateich is mechateich with a midah. He says zeres arko v'zeres rachbo. I'm not sure how this fits in. L'cha'ora, according to Rashi, that mechateich does not have to be a specific measurement. If I'm just cutting something to size, that it becomes a useful size, that should be mechateich, that I hear. But according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, I don't see why it's mechateich. Yet we see by the chavita, Rabbeinu Chananu counts mechateich as a malacha, but Rashi doesn't. Again, it's just another ha'ara. Rashi in the basket weaving, Rashi quotes mechateich. But in the chavis, Rashi does not quote mechateich. Not sure why this is true. Next. By chalta, when I make the basket weaving. So Rashi lists what the 11 malachos are. The Rashi does not include the malacha of dosh. According to Rashi, the 11 malachos are tochein, mechateich, mesach, oreg, etc., not dosh. Rabbeinu Chananu, bottom of the page. Rabbeinu Chananu says, if you make a chalta, you chayiv 11 times. He says, zaymer v'tzarech le'etzem, you chayiv twice. You cut it down, it's mechateich, kilpam. It's the bottom line in my Rabbeinu Chananu. Kilpam means I scrape it off, I'm kolef, then I'm chayiv mishum dosh. Shvisas HaShabbos in the psicha to Melechas Dosh, Os Dalet. The Shvisas HaShabbos note, I mamish was not aware of this machlokas until this morning. So this is what I'm really excited about, because it's new Torah. Shvisas HaShabbos in psicha to Dosh, Os Dalet, notes that there's machlokas, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananu. Is there a dosh or not? What's this machlokas about? So the Shvisas HaShabbos points out that there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a person takes garlic and right, a person pushes down on the garlic. So the person violates the malacha of dosh. No? That's what the Yerushalmi says. But then there's another gears in the Yerushalmi about if I am kolef the garlic. You guys have seen garlic, right? So garlic has like a few different coatings, a few different klipas hashom. Right? It's not like useless stuff. It's a klipas hashom, a couple of them. Then inside you have the real garlic. There's a trick about if you want to get the klipa off of the shom, what you could do is you could take a knife and just press down on the garlic. And that makes it easier to get the klipa off of the shum. The Yerushalmi writes that if you do this, you violate dosh. The Yerushalmi has another line, which is hard to exactly figure out what it means. One second, you should have just swept my finger. The Yerushalmi has another line that says that if something happens, you violate Borer also by the garlic. The Shvisas HaShabbos points out that there are two different versions of the smag. One version of the smag only has dosh. The other version of the smag has dosh and borer. Now, what that means, says the Shvisas HaShabbos, is that there is a question whether peeling something could ever be borer. It could be that peeling is never borer at all. When I have the garlic, if I press it, that could be dash. But peeling, kenzain, is not dash at all. And this, the Shvisas HaShabbos argues, is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that if I'm koleif, I'm chayiv mishum dash. When I have this twig, this reed that I want to make into a wicker basket, apparently you have to like pull off some of the outermost stuff in order to make it useful. Rabbeinu Chananel says koleif is dash. Rashi is dealing with the question, how come scratching off the outer thing is not a problem? So Rashi writes, there's no malach of mafshit, because in hafshata ela ba'or. But Rashi says, there's no mafshit when you scratch off, when you scrape off the outer part. Like, it's basically the bark, no? If I want to make a basket, so I want nice reeds, I don't want the bark on it, I scrape off the bark. So Rashi says, ay, how come it's mutter to scrape off the bark? How come it's not mafshit? Zot Rashi, mafshit eino ela ba'or. Rashi is not bothered at all about the kasha, about dosh. The Rabbeinu Chananel not only is bothered by dosh, when the Rabbeinu Chananel rechens ois, when he calculates, when he counts up the 11 chata'os, he says one of them is for dosh. Taking the bark off of the twig is dosh, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. That's a real issue. You know, if you remember when we spoke years and years ago in our youth, we discussed how are we magdir the malacha of dosh, no? Very unclear. Does dosh involve chibur or if it's just mechusa, right? How am I magdir dosh is different than borer? Right, the Gemara says Zora, Bora, and Merakid are the same. What about Dosh? It sounds like Dosh is different. What's the difference? Rashi's going to hold, like the Svara that I liked in my youth. Rashi's going to hold that Dosh means you separate the psolas from the Ochel, ayudei pressure. But ayudei scraping, scratching, mafshit, that's not Dosh. The Rabbeinu Chananel, however, is going to say that even are they scraping and scratching, that is dosh. And this is going to be a massive and important machlokas that we'll come to in a minute. Yes, Jake?
I thought Rabbeinu Chananel had a different matias as to how he got the outside off the reed. I thought he thought it was with pressure.
The Rabbeinu Chananel?
What word does he use?
His lashon is kilpum. To be koleif means to scrape it off.
Isn't koleif the exact word the Yerushalmi used by garlic?
But again, that's why in the Yerushalmi, some say the Yerushalmi is talking about borer in that stage also. Once Yerushalmi gets to koleif, it could be talking about borer, not dosh anymore. Right? What does Gemara say? A person takes tuma, right? A person takes garlic. Man the chasaf tuma, right? What's the lashon in Yerushalmi?
Is there a parallel of Bavli?
Again?
Is there a parallel of Bavli?
I don't know.
Not really.
Not really. So here's the thing. It's possible that Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, Zok the Shvisas HaShabbos, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel are disagreeing as to whether the malacha of Dosh can be violated with anything other than pressure. It could be that scraping something off is not dosh. In Simon Shin Chof Aleph at the very end, There's a discussion about peeling fruits and vegetables on Shabbos. It's one of the most practical discussions in Poskim, no? Can you use a peeler, not use a peeler? Zuck the Ramah, the last Ramah in Shin Chaf Aleph. Oser liklov shumim ubitzolim kishakolev lahaniach. Avolecho la'alter is mutter. The Ramah is quoting everyone b'shem the Yerushalmi. Now to be koylev shumim and b'tzolim is usher, but it's mutter la'alter. Why? What's the nature of the isser? And why is it mutter la'alter? The Magen Avraham writes that the isser is out borer. And that's why it's mutter la'alter. Because according to the Magen Avraham, just like according to Rashi, there is no dush when you are being kolef, when you are taking off the bark, when you're, I need a good language for kolef. Peel, thank you. When I peel something, that's not dush. It's borer only. It's Bayer Psoilas from Eichel. It's a problem. But it's Mutter Alter, right? Ordinarily, Psoilas from Eichel is a problem. But if you can't get to the Ochel unless because the Psoilas is covering the Ochel, then we're making Psoilas from Eichel La Alter. That's the way the Magen Avraham learns the din at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph. However, other Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham. Other Achronim say that there's a heter of La Alter not only by Borer, but there's a heter of la'alter by dosh also. If you remember, this was two girsos in the Tosan Kuf Mem Dalin about milking a cow. Is there borer or dosh? Right, and the Taz Tainus that there's a kula of dosh la'alter. Dosh la'alter, I never heard of it. Well, first of all, it's more in line with that Rashba, who extends the heter of la'alter even to tochin, that la'alter is not a kula only by boirer, it extends, and there's going to be a kula of dosh la'alter, and that's the pshat in the Rama. But this whole conversation about whether being kolef peros is a malacha of dosh or a malacha of boirer depends on this fundamental hagadara question, that it could be that dosh is only pressure. And that's exactly what Rashi is saying. Because Rashi holds that when you remove the bark, no one removes bark with pressure. I could be kaylef shumim ayide pressure. I could be kaylef shumim just by pulling it down. There's two ways of getting the klipas hashum off of the shum, no? But the bark off of the kunim, I can't do ayide pressure. I scrape it. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that itself is dosh. But Rashi says, no, that's not dosh. That's the way the Shisas HaShabbos learns the sugya. Very elegant, in my opinion. Very nice. If you look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer, the Am Mordechai, on page 117, Rabbi Willig somehow doesn't... I don't understand what Rabbi Willig says. I mean, you could look at what he writes in that essay. He's talking along the same terms that I'm talking, but I don't really understand what he's saying in that essay. So if anyone wants to read it and explain it to me, I'd be appreciative. I just don't know what he means. Okay, so let's just go back to what we have. We've spoken so far today about the malacha of tochin, about the malacha of mechatech, about the malacha of borer that comes up in our sugya. We spoke now about the malacha of dosh in our sugya. And these are all little chidushim that come up when you read the Rashi and you compare it to the Rabbeinu Chananel, to the Bahamar, etc. There's also a chidush in Rashi regarding the malacha of makeh b'patish. No? Rashi says that by the chalta, by your basket weaving, you violate makeh b'patish. But by the chavita and the tanura, by the barrel and the oven, there's no makeh b'patish. Zakt Rashi, second wide line. Lecha makib patish de me'eleha nigmara milachto betanur. It's not makib patish. Why? It happens on its own. It almost sounds like it's a grumma of sorts, no? Me'eleha nigmara. I'm not doing it. Happens on its own. How do you finish the chavis? You put the chavis in the oven, and the oven does its thing. I'm not doing it. The oven is doing it. Zakt Rashi, there is no malach of makeh bepatish in this oven. How come there's a malach of bishul, right, when I put something in an oven? So it's the same idea that we spoke about with the malach of Zora. When we learned the sugya of Grumma by Zora and Rav Misayaso, so we learned a rush that certain malachos, the derech ha-malachos, ayde grama. So that's why I'm chayef for Zora, when I throw it up in the air and the wind, right? And the wind, what's it called? And the wind disperses it. That's why I'm chayef for Zora over there. Right? Certain malachos, I'm chayef for ayde grama. Bishol, on a fundamental level, I'm not doing anything. It takes, especially if you accept the definition that the Rav did not like, the definition that Machon Somet works with, that anything over time is by definition a grumma. So cooking, l'cha'ira, is grumma. I put the pot on the fire, and it takes time for the pot to boil, no? How come I'm chaya for cooking ever? This is mamash, the best kula we've had all year, gentlemen. You can never be chayav for cooking. It's grandma. Wow. Right? You pay me big bucks to come up with this one. Teretz is, that's the malacha. The yesod of bishul is al yedei grandma. So I'm chayav. But the yesod of makeh bepatish, Zakt Rashi, is not al yedei grandma. Makeh bepatish, Rashi tells me in the Mishnah Nayin Gimel, means I bang, right? The woman is makeh b'kornes al hastan b'gemar malacha. You bang it. Again, Rashi over there sounds like the makeh patish that you fix your hammer. After you bang, you fix the hammer. It's not that the last bang is on the keli, but whatever it is, shitas Rashi is makeh patish has to be active. If it's me'eleha nigmara, Zakt Rashi, that's not makeh bepatish.
Why is no iser bishul here?
There is no iser of bishul. Zakt Rashi, there is. Rashi writes, "Mavir is ha'or bekibshon u'mitzarfo harizem mevashil." But when Rashi calculates how many malachos you violate when you make a chavis or a tanur, Rashi says you are violating bishul also.
Definitely want to make the ring now. He doesn't say, am I high for Bishop putting the...
I put the chavis in the oven. I take the pottery. I put it in the oven. It's like very soft pottery. You put it in the kiln. It gets hard. Rashi says that's Bishol. It's Bishol in a non-food item. It goes from soft to hard. Right? That's what we've been learning the last week. So there's Bishol. How come there's no makeh patish? Zakt Rashi? There's no makeh patish because me'eleha nigmara, which l'cha'ora means that makeh patish is a malacha that requires being active. That's the pashtus in Rashi. There's another mahalach, however, in Rashi that goes as like, if I write a book, the Me'iri points out on Daf Kuf Dalet, if I write a book, so I have chapter 1, and it goes until chapter 31. Chapter 31, right, it says, La'ene ko Yisrael, chazak chazak, I think the 31 chapter is in the bar, no? Chazak chazak min is chazek, right? End of the Sefer. So when do I violate makeh bepatish? When I write the last lamed of Yisrael, is that when I violate makeh bepatish? Or maybe makeh bepatish is after I finish. How many chapters?
34.
34. Shucks. Right. After I finish writing the Chumash, after I finish the Sefer, Then I take a cover and I go to the binder, and the binder puts it together, right? And makes it a book. Or if you write a Sefer Torah, you go and you tofer the Urios, and you put on the Atzei Chaim. That's Makim HaKadosh. What's the Makim HaKadosh? The Me'iri has a yesod. The Stipler likes this yesod tremendously. There's a beautiful essay by the Stipler on the Melacha Makim HaKadosh. I believe it's Simon Mem Aleph in the Stipler in Masechta Shabbos. It's Mamish Sosayim Yishak, a beautiful, beautiful essay. The Stipler Tainas, the Me'iri Tainas, that Makim HaKadosh is only after you finish the Keli, it's already usable, then I make a design. Then I make it Iber Farbeset and Farputzt. I make it beautiful, right? That's Makim HaKadosh. But when I'm finishing the Keli itself, that's not Makim HaKadosh. And it could be, it's not a simple read of the Rashi, but maybe that's what Rashi means. The focus is not on that word me'eleho, but the focus is nigmar malachtoi betanor, right? Because I'm finishing the chavis now, therefore there's no makar b'patish. Makar b'patish is only if I previously finished the chavis, but when I finish it now, that can't be makar b'patish. That's a second mahalach within Rashi. But the yesod of Rashi, that there is no Makim HaKadosh, is an interesting yesod. I believe Baal HaMa'or, in his count, he has Makim HaKadosh, no? Any of you guys go through all of these, like make the list of the differences between the Baal HaMa'or? Yeah, the Baal HaMa'or writes, right, by the Chavis, Zok the Baal HaMa'or, Mechayev Mishom, Makim HaKadosh.
Right? Else?
By, no? I mean, what? Which one does he take out? I don't remember.
No, but what if he... I can imagine him agreeing to everything we just said, but having an additional step in the barrel-making process. The Gemara doesn't tell me all barrels, maybe. It could be he thought there was an additional step after it's out of the fire.
Mishom Mevashal Kishom Mevashal Chodes.
Right. Most
of all of Tanor Shal Acha Bishul Otoch Betit.
Right.
Lechazek Chimumo Vehevi Gemar Melochen.
Right. So he's not arguing on anything. He could not be arguing on anything we've said so far. You're over on Bishul
with Tanor and Acha. No, it's not the same as Rashi, right? By the Tanor, there's Gemar Melocha. Right? It's the same as Rashi. By the Tanor, there is Gemar Malacha and it's Makim HaKadosh. That's the same as Rashi. Okay, fine. So Rashi and the Baal HaMa'or both say that there's no Makim HaKadosh when it's Nasas Me'elov. So that's another Malacha that there is what to speak about in the Sugya. Number 6, Bona. Rashi says that there is no Bona by the Chavis, nor by the Tanor. And Rashi writes that the reason why there's no Bona is because Ein Binyan Bekalim, no? Umishim Bona Lekalach Yuvei, Lo Bechavis, Lo Betanor, Lo Bekaveres, De Ein Binyan Bekalim. That's Rashi's Yisai. Bona does not exist by Kalim. According to Rashi, it's a categorical statement that Ein Binyan B'Kalim. My volume is off. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, maybe? Oh, so Ein Binyan B'Kalim, that's what Rashi writes. Tosfos quotes Rashi. He says, Ein Nireh, because we only apply Ein Binyan B'Kalim when you're machzir amito menorah shochoyis, when you have something that, like, you're putting it back together. But if you make a kli legamrei, kshesha osa legamrei kol hakli, then you are chayer for bona. And he quotes a gemara on Kuf Beis that if you stick the Oh, I can't hear you. So this, it could be that right now you're muted. So maybe that's I can't hear you. I still can't hear you, even though you're not muted. Where's my volume? Okay. You want to try to speak? I don't think I can hear you still. Who knows how to do this?
No, it's only. I'm trying to.
Nady, I don't know what to tell you. I'm really interested in hearing your ha'aris. If you type them, so then I'll be able to see. I don't know why I can't hear you. All good. You don't want to disrupt too much. Okay, thank you. Now, so Tosis over here says if you make the kol hakeli, you're chayiv mishum boneh. Tosis on Kuf Beis has a lashon that anything that is chizuk for umnos is chayiv mishum boneh. The Tosis Harash has a lashon that if it is al yidei uman, if it's like maisa uman, then you're chayiv mishum boneh. Different rishonim have different lashonos. But the basic idea is that according to Rashi, there is no bona on kalim, categorical statement. Tosis says that there is bona b'kalim, only if it's significant binyan, though. Right? Only if it is binyan gomor. Tosis asks Akash at the end, where he says, well, you know, minapeach kol yizchuchas. The Gemara in the next daf speaks about if you blow glass, so you chayav for makib patish, right? How come it's not bona? Tosis asks, according to me, that I'm also kol hakli, there is bona, so menapeach klei zechuches should also be bona. Yet the Gemara says it's only makib patish. So that Tosis is Kasha. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, in Siman Shin Yudalid, Se'if Aleph, the Vilna Gaon writes that Gemara, that Tosis, it's not such a Chiddush in the Gaon. He just says that the Gemara that Tosis quotes as a Kasha on him is the Raya to Rashi. No? You know that says, Menapeach Klei Zechuches is Makir Patish. Not Bona, that's the Raya to Rashi. The Ein Binyan B'Kalem is a categorical statement. So, Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether there is binyan b'kelim or not. Let's turn to the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Remember, there are two opposite malachos. There's bona and soser. No? Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav says, Shover Adam es hachoves lechol himena grogros. Obu vajla yiskav masas kli. If I have a barrel, I'm allowed to break the barrel to eat the figs inside it. How can I do that? Isn't that soser? So Rashi writes that it's not a problem. Rashi says I'm breaking the barrel. Ve'ein b'makalkel shum iser Shabbos. Rashi says there's zero iser because it's makalkel. Comes along the Ran on the Rif and he jumps up and down. And he spits wood and nickels. And the Ran says, what are you talking about? Mekalkel, there's no Isser? Mekalkel is an Isser Drabonon al Koponim. But Midrabonon, you can't be Mekalkel. So how can Rashi say that the Mishnah tells me, Shover Adam Esachovis, Lechatchila, I'm allowed to, if I want a fig, knock off the top of that barrel, eat the figs. How am I allowed to do that? Shouldn't that be a Malacha of Soser? Mekalkel, that doesn't make it mutter legamri. So the Chasam Sofer writes in his Chedushim that it's Rashi l'shitasa. Meaning, since Rashi holds that on a fundamental level, ain binyan bekelim at all, meaning min hatorah, there is zero iser of bona bekelim. So therefore, the only iser in the worst case scenario is an iser drabonon. Therefore, if I do it, ayidei mekalkel, then it's okay. That's the pshat in Rashi. What we have to do tomorrow, Yetzer Hashem, look at this Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav. Right? We have to understand Rashi and Tosis, their shitas. And then we also have to understand the shitas of the Rambam and the Ran. and see Simin Shin Yudalet Sif Aleph. Then we'll have a halachic conversation about opening bottle caps on Shabbos and opening cans on Shabbos and etc. So these are coming attractions, and we should all have a marvelous day and daven mincha with abundant kavanah.